Hi everyone, my name is Mikkel Haywood, and today I am going to be doing a podcast on my favorite recipe, which is German pancakes, also known as Dutch babies. It is probably the easiest and most tastiest recipe to make. First, let me tell you a little bit about German pancakes so you can kind of get a visualization in your head. Although it has become to be known as an Americanized dish, the method of making them did originate from Germany. And as my grandparents are both from Germany, this is a recipe that I grew up with. And so what it is, it's a large pancake or pancakes that is usually served for breakfast. When baked, they puff up super huge. And when it cools, it turns flat with a texture that is somewhat like a crepe, is kind of how I'd explain it. Typically, it is served with a little bit of powdered sugar on top and baked apples with cinnamon, but really you can have whatever topping you would like on it. Some people choose to use jam or syrup, or you can just eat them plain. Which I wouldn't really blame you because they already have, you know, they're already a heart attack, you know, just waiting to happen. Although, if you are going to choose any food to eat with the result of a heart attack, German pancakes are definitely the way to go. There are also multiple forms that you can bake it. The way that I grew up with is baking it in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish. Because it's the easiest, but many people also use a muffin pan or a skillet. For this podcast, I'll be explaining how to bake it in a 9 by 13 inch casserole dish, just because it's, you know, in my opinion, the easiest, and it still tastes just as good. So there are 6 ingredients that you will need. Which are, you'll need 6 eggs, 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 stick of butter. Okay, so first, you are going to preheat the oven to 375 degrees. If you have a darker pan, I would do 350 degrees, just so you don't risk it burning. And then you're just going to want to put the stick of butter right in the center of the casserole dish and stick the casserole dish in the oven while it's preheating so that the butter can fully melt. So literally you just stick the butter on the casserole dish and put it in the oven. Although for your first time making this recipe, I would suggest waiting until you're almost done making the batter to put the butter and casserole dish in the oven. That way you don't accidentally burn it. I have made that mistake before. You know, the butter melts so quickly, and so if you feel more comfortable, just put it in after you're done making the batter and wait for it to melt, or you can just melt the butter, you know, in the microwave and then pour it in the casserole dish. This way, to me, is easiest. Next, you are going to mix the rest of the ingredients together in a bowl. I usually start with the liquid first, so the 6 eggs, the cup of milk, and then the teaspoon of vanilla. So mix those, then add the sugar, then mix, and then slowly add the flour. And you'll just want to mix it until there are no more lumps in the batter. Once it's all mixed, then you're going to open the oven and take the casserole dish out. If it's easier for you, you can definitely just kind of pull the rack out halfway. That way you don't risk burning yourself with melted butter because the butter should be completely melted. So whichever way is easiest for you, you're going to want to pour the batter into the center of the casserole dish so that the butter will be on top of the batter and also around all of the edges. Make sure not to intentionally mix the butter and batter together. Just pour it in and just leave it sitting just the way it is. Then you're just going to want to place the dish back into the oven and cook for or bake for 25 to 28 minutes. You might want to keep an eye on it when it is getting close to being done because the pancake will puff up quite a bit. So before you even put it in the oven or turn the oven on, you'll just want to make sure you have, I would say, about a good 6 inches of space above the dish to where it won't hit anything else above it. So, because it does poof up. And it's actually pretty entertaining to watch. So if you need something to entertain your kids, so, but once it's done, remove it from the oven and let it cool. I'd say around 5 minutes. It will shrink tremendously. This is completely normal. Congratulations, you didn't fail this recipe if it shrinks. And then, so after you let it cool for about 5 minutes, just cut it into squares and serve with powdered sugar, jam, syrup, or the German way with baked apples and cinnamon. Any way is great. Even eating them plain is great. They're just amazing overall. As I mentioned earlier, you can use a muffin pan. The only thing that I would do differently is just melt the butter beforehand and then just evenly disperse it into each spot and then evenly disperse the batter into each spot. So that's, you know, that's about it for cooking German pancakes. Super, super easy, but they taste so good. So you can cook sausage with it, you know, you can eat it however you want. They're just good to eat anyway. And then as I just really hope you enjoy this recipe, and I hope you keep it going with many generations to come as my family and I have, and I definitely plan to keep it going for many more generations. Anyways, thank you so much for listening, and guten appetit.